With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. With Election Day fast approaching, the presidential contest remains too close to call. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Two new polls released over the weekend show Vice President Harris losing ground in her slight edge over former President Trump nationwide. The ABC and NBC News poll results are both within the margin of error. Other recent surveys show Harris's support lagging among Hispanic and Black voters. She still has the backing of strong majorities among those voter groups, but they are weaker than Joe Biden's Hispanic and Black support 4 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China launched new military drills off the coast of Taiwan in what it described as punishment for a speech given by its President William Lai when he vowed to resist annexation or encroachment upon our sovereignty.
China threatens Taiwan on an almost daily basis. It flies its warplanes near the island just as regularly. All that makes large-scale armed exercises like this one seem normal. But there is a pattern. For the last 8 years, China has gradually been increasing military pressure on self-governing Taiwan, doubling down on the idea that it's part of its own territory. That pressure has tightened again this year since the arrival of a new Taiwanese president. Beijing thinks he's even bolder about independence than the last one. They're right, he is. That makes Taiwan an even more dangerous flashpoint.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. The UN Security Council expressed strong concern as Israel has fired on and wounded UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon during intensified fighting, reiterating its support for their role in supporting security in the region. On Wall Street, the Dow by 201 points, the NASDAQ rose 159. This is SRN News. Two evangelists are hitting the road.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold his final International Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. He's already been to Mexico, Poland, Italy, and the United Kingdom this year. His son Will Graham will wrap up his globetrotting in Canada with a gospel celebration in Grand Prairie on November 8th and 9th. He's been to Australia and Portugal this year. Both men have several foreign trips planned for 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge will not let the state's near-total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals a ruling striking down the law. Last month, District Judge Bruce Romanek ruled that North Korea's abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women in the state have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. North Dakota's abortion ban made performing the procedure a felony. SRN News. A German court has sentenced a former East German secret police officer to 10 years in jail over the Cold War murder of a Polish firefighter at a Berlin border crossing.
In 1974, a Polish firefighter, Czesław Kukuczka, was told by the East German authorities he had a free pass to escape to West Berlin, but was shot dead as he walked towards the last in a series of control posts. His family didn't know the exact circumstances of his death until a historian, Stefan Apelius, located archives in the former East German Ministry for State Security, showing it was carried out by a Stasi officer, Martin Naumann. The historian tracked down Mr. Kukuczka's family in Poland, and the case was reopened.
BBC correspondent Warren Bull reporting. The New York Mets evened up the National League Championship Series with a 7-3 victory over the L.A. Dodgers. More details at srnnews.com.